Hey, Bulldogs fans, it's time for the AC All Access Show, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers of Adrian, where we unlock the doors to the heart of Adrian College athletics, including live interviews from Adrian College coaches and players.
Hello and welcome to Frickers in Adrian. It's the AC All Access Show on this Monday night. Happy hour, 3 to 6 and 9 till closed. You can get select domestic personal pitchers, domestic beer buckets, Frickeritas, Long Islands, and Frick coolers. And don't forget some discounted snack items during those happy hours at Frickers. Last week, I did not win the Monday night giveaway for an NFL jersey. All you have to do is be here, fill out your name, phone number. Halftime, they draw the ticket. If you win, they call you, and you win an NFL jersey. Still unsuccessful, but we'll just keep trying. Ian Wentz here at Frickers. Josh Mitchell back in our 96.5 The Cave studios. We have a full show this Thanksgiving week. NCAA women's hockey, women's basketball, and men's basketball here today. I see just about half of the women's basketball team here behind us. Men's basketball later on in the show. We're going to talk some NCAA women's hockey. It just got some waters. That's funny. So we have Zoe Lori and Tia LaSalle. Zoe, a senior from Wisconsin. Tia, a junior from Ontario. And, well, first off, it's good to see both of you.
It's good to see you.
Thanks, Ian. Good to see you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, no problem. Let's talk about your season so far. Just one blemish on the record, but you've rolled off six straight conference wins. Could you tell us about that? We'll go with Zoe first. How's that been?
Obviously, start of the season. Faced a little adversity with the coaching change, but we've welcomed Coach Davis in, and we're so happy to have him here. Our team has really shown what we're made of through this, and I think that we're growing stronger every day, so it's been really fun to work with this group.
Tia, same kind of question.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think this has been my favorite team, honestly, so far. Like, we've all been pretty close throughout this whole process, and it just kept us all really, really close, and I think we're going to have a great season.
So I'll direct this toward the senior. But Tia, you've played a lot. But Zoe, being your fourth year with the program, we all know what we're here to do. We're here to play in the last game of the season and win it. But there are certain things you have to do to get to that point. Step one, win the regular season, so you're hosting playoff games in the conference. And then step two, make a run. And then step three is win it. And that goal, I think, is very well known throughout the locker room. Like, even if you don't say it, it's kind of unspoken, especially with the senior class and the fifth years that came back.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we all know what we want to do. I think we have a very special group. Last year kind of gave us a little bit of a taste of it, left us with a sour taste in our mouth for sure, but I think that the main focus right now is on the next shift, the next game, the next practice, right? Like, everything up next. I think that's what we try to preach, especially as older girls on the team, is what we need to worry about is what's right now, what's up next. So we're trying to focus on that, focus on every day. So it's been fun.
According to the stats I got from Mike Prang, 100 career games. Do you get a puck or anything special for that, or does Coach say,
I might get a shout-out from Coach Davis if I'm lucky, but my teammates definitely, we try to make everyone feel pretty special. I feel a little old, but it's really exciting.
Tia, with you being a junior, you've played a lot, so I read that you were a junior. I go, I don't think that's right. You are. 4 goals this season, 5 assists. You have played in 66 career games, 59 points. It's a pretty good average. How would you assess your play so far this season?
I think that we're just getting started. I'm just getting started. I'm off to an okay start, but I definitely have a lot in store, and I think I have higher goals for myself this year and with the team as well. So only going up from here.
Exactly. With you know, all the talent coming back. There are some, you know, younger players that are filling in some roles. Are you two on the same line this year, or are you split up, or,
you know,
or what?
That's crazy about the sub here, Ian, because
come on, Ian, we've been sore subject.
Yeah, we've been really trying. We've been trying to push it.
No, yeah, we, you know, we have such a deep team. Our coach always says it. We have such a deep team and a lot of veterans, and then our young girls have really stepped up as well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, honestly, you never know who you're going to play with, but whoever you play with, you know that they're capable and they are very skilled, so we would love to play together, but every time we've gone out there together, we have done,
we get too excited.
Yeah, pretty poor. So.
Does someone end up in the box or out of position?
Honestly, knock on wood, no. Not yet.
It hasn't happened yet, but it ends up in our zone somehow.
Every time.
Oh, boy. Could you, Zoe, maybe talk about some of the younger players on the team?
Yeah. I mean, we've had a lot of change, I think, just in the beginning of the year. Obviously, I mentioned the coaches, but being younger girls and coming in and committing to a coach that, you know, isn't here anymore. Like, coaches get hired to get fired, so Skelly wasn't fired, but, you know, coaches high turnover rate. Mm-hmm. So definitely tough for them, but I think that they have shown a lot of character, and it just shows, like, how awesome these girls are. Like, I play with Emma Simon. She's a freshman, and she honestly is way faster than probably any of us on the ice. She's incredible. All of them are so positive, and I love seeing them at the rink every day. So they do inspire me, and I love them all. So
Tia, they come in with knowing the standard of Bulldog hockey, like what it means to skate and play here.
Yeah, I don't know if they know the extent of it, because I think, like, me too, coming in, I was just like, wow, like, this is, like, it's D3 hockey, but honestly with, like, a D1 atmosphere, like, we just hold ourselves to such a high standard, and that's what Bulldog hockey is all about.
Talking with Zoe Lori and Tia LaSalle on the ACL Access Show tonight, live from Frickers in Adrian. Place is getting packed on a Monday night.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Yeah, it's a place to be. Place to be. All right, team coming off a sweep over Lawrence, 10-0 and 12-1. Zoe, we talked about your 100th game you've played. Coach Davis, his 200th win. Did he, you know, make sure you knew about that, or is it just kind of like, all right, it's another win? Or you found out later?
No, we actually, shout out Mike Prang, he was the one to tell our captain about it. So, and then we kind of brought it up to him after the game. So we had water bottles ready for him in the dressing room, gave him a little spray.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think he appreciated it a lot.
Yeah, made sure he felt celebrated.
Yeah. So it was nice.
All right, so 10-0 and 12-1. What can you learn from the series like that was kind of lopsided to you?
I mean, those games, I mean, it's hard going into those games, I think, because it's, I mean, you want to keep pushing yourself and, you know, give your all, and it's like, don't want to let the foot off the pedal kind of thing. But I think we did very, very well, like, our entire team, like what Zoe was saying, what you're saying, we have so much depth on our team, and it showed, like, all our lines, all our players, we just played so well as a team and couldn't have done any better, I don't think. So
something that Coach Davis has talked to me about is an emphasis on defense, and I know, you know, that 10-0, 12-1, you could look at the 10 and 12 and go, very good. But I think he looks at, you know, the 0 and the 1. Is that kind of a, you know, Skelly liked defense too, but he put up a lot of points in his time playing. So I think he kind of leaned offense.
Yeah, he won't let you forget that.
Yeah.
Is that kind of a philosophy change from last year to this year?
I would say I just think there's a lot bigger emphasis on, all right, let's focus on the D zone first. I think that Chad really tries to hone the details of the D zone. Not that Skelly didn't, but I just think that it's a different approach to coaching. And I think that we've been really responding to it. So it's been fun.
Yeah.
I love the D zone.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in there, but.
Yeah, if you have to be, you know, don't spend a lot of time in there by doing what you're supposed to do.
Yes,
exactly. So then you can go do it, you know, score some goals.
Yeah, what we want to do, hopefully.
Yeah, right. Okay, so fun trip coming up. I heard these two were shopping for it earlier today. Word on the street. You're going to Tampa, Florida for a tournament. You're going to play number 12, Trinity, and either number 13, Norwich, or number 8, Utica for game 2. Tia, playing this kind of competition kind of early in a long season can be another good measuring stick for you, I think.
Oh, yeah.
What are you looking to get out of this trip besides two wins?
Oh, gosh. I think I'm just excited to play some good competition with our team. I just think that we have a lot to prove and to show these girls. I mean, our first game, like Zoe said, coming off adversity, we got a lot to show the entire country that, like, we're coming back even better and stronger than last year. So not just about the wins, but how we play as a team, for sure.
Yeah, do you echo that? Like, playing teams with numbers in front of their name is, you know, helps in the rankings and all that, but can show yourself kind of who you are. I mean, it's early, it's Thanksgiving, but it's nice to know.
Yeah, I mean, every game counts, and also it's just a matter of kind of what Tia's getting at, making a statement to the whole country that we're here, and we're here to stay, and we're here to be the best, so.
So then after that, it doesn't get easier. You come home, but you're welcoming in number one ranked UW River Falls. It's a two-game series in December, a rematch of the semifinal game last season. That barn should be rocking for that
yeah.
one. It's not every day that number one comes to your place.
No.
You know, normally it's a neutral site thing, or, you know, I know we went to play them in the regular season last year and saw them in the postseason. I mean, is there much to say about the expectations for this one? I mean, we know it's going to be a good game, and both teams are a little different, but I think a lot's the same.
I think that our coach says it best. We can't be nervous for anyone. Like, we are the best team when we want to be, so it's going to be really exciting, and hopefully people can come out to Arrington for that game Friday and or Saturday and Sunday, just so you know, guys.
Yeah, everyone and Adrian should be at the Arrington Ice Arena. Come, please. Pack the barn.
Seriously, come on. Just do it.
Yeah.
And both of you, when they go to the barn, you two are making a pledge to youth hockey. And when it first launched, I called your coach and kind of put him on the spot. And he seemed to not know everything about it. So he's like, you should probably talk to Zoe and Tia about that a little more. So here we are. Pledge to youth hockey, so you're collecting funds to youth hockey organizations. Could you get a little more detailed into that and what why you two decided to do this?
Yeah, definitely. So Tia and I, we lived here this summer, and we just kind of understood whenever we would go home for the summers how crucial it was to be able to train and be able to, you know, have the sport of hockey guide us through, you know, a lot of different things in our lives. So we started talking last year, right before summer, actually, and then all summer we figured out what we could do, and we decided to make a pledge. So for every goal that our team scores as a whole, Tia and I are each donating $1 to youth hockey organizations, organizations like Sticks Together, and Tia can elaborate a little bit on Sticks Together, but we really are excited to give back to the sport that's given us so much, so.
Yeah, I think we're really excited. Sticks Together is a nonprofit organization based out in Canada. And essentially, they travel around the world. They'll travel once a year to these third world countries and help kids play hockey, bring sticks, and just show the game over there, because obviously they don't know what it's like, and hopefully leave an impact with them. So it's great.
And hockey's not a cheap sport.
No, not
right?
at all.
You both know that, and
yeah.
Your families probably know that too, and the school does as well. How is that going so far? Do we have a running total of the number?
We actually don't have a complete running total of it right now, but I think at the new year we are going to announce our running total so we can continue to push for that. But we are super grateful to everyone that's donated, and we're so excited because we love hockey and we think that it has taught us so much in our lives, so can't wait for that.
So it says here that people can match what you're doing. It can double or triple or just make any donation, and that link is on the Athletics website too.
Yeah, and you can find a QR code at the rink, and in our social media as well, we have a link that will send you right to the website, and you can donate there.
All right, very cool. Well, it's nice to catch up with both of you. Best of luck down in Tampa. I wish I could go, but
we wish you could go, Ian.
You know,
come on, just come.
Yeah, just pay my way there.
Yeah. We can share a seat. Yeah.
Zoe Lori Tia LaSalle with the NCAA Women's Hockey Team joining me on the ACL Access Show on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com. We'll be right back to talk women's basketball, and I think the whole team is here.
Whoa.
But I'm only going to talk to two of them.
Is we'll get to that.
I don't see any hockey players back there. We'll be back with more on the ACL Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
You can count on Adrian College. Visit AdrianBulldogs.com for athletic schedules and to buy tickets for their 50 Adrian College athletic teams. Bring the whole family and experience the excitement firsthand. Whether you're a diehard fan or just looking for a fun outing, Adrian College Bulldogs Athletics has something for everyone. So check out the schedule and buy tickets at AdrianBulldogs.com and show your Bulldogs pride at the next Adrian College Athletics event.
Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
When there's not time to make food for your holiday party, carry out 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $36.99.
Don't forget the ball sauces too, don't forget the ball sauces too, ball sauces too, ball sauces too, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
Give the gift that always fits a $25 Frickers gift card and get 5 frickin' bonus bucks free. Let them get what they really want.
What they really want, frickin' chicken chunks, ball sauces too.
When you want something fun to do, you can count on Adrian College. Visit AdrianBulldogs.com for athletic schedules and to buy tickets for their 50 Adrian College athletic teams. Bring the whole family and experience the excitement firsthand. Whether you're a diehard fan or just looking for a fun outing, Adrian College Bulldogs Athletics has something for everyone. So check out the schedule and buy tickets at AdrianBulldogs.com and show your Bulldogs pride at the next Adrian College athletics event.
Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
When there's not time to make food for your holiday party, carry out 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $36.99.
Don't forget the ball sauces too, don't forget the ball sauces too, ball sauces too, ball sauces too, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
Give the gift that always fits a $25 Frickers gift card and get 5 frickin' bonus bucks free. Let them get what they really want.
What they really want, frickin' chicken chunks, ball sauces.
When you want something fun to do, you can count on Adrian College. Visit AdrianBulldogs.com for athletic schedules and to buy tickets for their 50 Adrian College athletic teams. Bring the whole family and experience the excitement firsthand. Whether you're a diehard fan or just looking for a fun outing, Adrian College Bulldogs Athletics has something for everyone. So check out the schedule and buy tickets at AdrianBulldogs.com and show your Bulldogs pride at the next Adrian College athletics event.
Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
When there's not time to make food for your holiday party, carry out 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $36.99.
Don't forget the ball sauces too, don't forget the ball sauces too, ball sauces too, ball sauces too, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
Give the gift that always fits a $25 Frickers gift card and get 5 frickin' bonus bucks free. Let them get what they really want.
What they really want, frickin' chicken chunks, ball sauces.
Hello and welcome back to the ACL Access Show, live at Frickers in Adrian, your place to go on Monday night and really every night of the week. They have everyday values. You got the boneless wings tonight, bone-in wings tomorrow, sirloin dinner or lunch, whatever it is, on Wednesday, chunks on Thursday. And they got happy hour. 3 to 6 p.m. and then 9 p.m. to close, so we're getting close on that. Oh, hour or so away. Monday night football, the NFL jersey giveaway. I hope all their teammates got signed up for that. And, you know, when you win and don't want the jersey, you could just donate it to me. Ian Wentz here with you. Josh Mitchell back in our cave studios tonight. And joining me from the women's basketball team, the whole Adrian College women's basketball team. Is everybody here?
Yeah, everyone besides like three people.
Yeah.
Who, should there we call them out? Should we call them out? Who's not here? No? Okay.
Nah. No, all right. They're okay.
Yeah. All right. Kylie Skidmore and Morgan Babb joining me on the program today. Kylie, I don't think this is your first time on the show, is it?
No. I was here last year with you.
Yeah. I knew that. And Morgan, this is your first time.
This is my first time.
All right. Kylie's a senior from Riverview. Morgan, a junior from Caledonia. How'd I do?
That was awesome.
That was good? Okay, I said it right. Kylie, point guard, or just guard?
Yep.
Point guard, whatever. Morgan, you're listed as a guard?
Yeah, like forward, guard.
Okay, little this, little that.
Yep.
First win on Saturday, 68-59.
Yep.
With your new coach.
Yep, first win.
How'd that feel? We'll go with the senior first. First win of the season.
Yeah, no, it was awesome. We've been working really hard in practice, and we were getting really close to getting some wins, so it was just like a relief when we got our first one. And I feel like once we got this first one, we could just keep rolling with this and have this good energy and just keep going.
That's kind of what your coach was talking about. You know, I was at your media day or whatever that was, meet and greet with the team, and he goes, this team just needs a win.
Yeah.
Like you were close.
Yeah.
And wins help a lot.
Yeah, like it was like a breath of fresh air, honestly. Like,
yeah, relax.
Yeah,
a little bit, and you know, it helps you buy into what you're doing. You know. So,
yeah.
68-59 down in Manchester, winning on the road. Morgan, kind of cool to win on someone else's floor.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's always good to beat Manchester. Yeah, I mean, we got a couple players popping out that game. Caitlin, Hannah. Caitlin dropped 15, Hannah dropped 14. So it was awesome to see them step up.
So you're still trying to work through lineups or substitutions? Because I know there's a few players back, right, you two included, but I think there's some youngsters as well.
Yeah. I mean, majority of our, like, people who are playing now, it's like just like the first time we're ever playing with each other in actual games. So like me and Ash, we played quite a bit last year, but everybody else, it's just like figuring everybody else out and just trying to work together to just see like what we can do to just have the good offense that we need to have. But yeah, we have a lot of good freshmen, which helps us out a lot. And yeah.
Morgan, a new coach this year. After many, many years with the prior coach, but Sam's coming in and, you know, his first win, right, as head coach here, and his first year. What's it been like practicing and playing in games for coach?
It's been really awesome. He has a lot to say and a lot of knowledge to give to us. And he's got a lot in his mind that he would like to have us do in the games and in practice. And just executing what he's saying will be crucial this season. So,
Kylie, does it kind of help that he played here too?
Yeah, I mean, that's awesome. We love Adrian alumni. So
yeah, he's got that Bulldog spirit.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Yeah, he does. All right, let's see here. Let's get into some numbers. Let's get nerdy for a second. These are according to Mike Prang. Kylie, you lead the team in points, 9.8 points per game.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Sounds about right, okay. 5.6 rebounds per game. People can't see you on the radio broadcast, and maybe they'll see you play tomorrow night. You're not the tallest one on the court.
Right. Yeah,
How do you make that happen?
I mean, I don't think you need to be the tallest one on the court to get the most rebounds. It's all about just understanding how the ball's going to come off the rim or come off the backboard, just being quick to that spot, getting in those little areas that those bigs kind of can't really get into. So,
You're the one where, like, let's say Morgan boxes somebody out, and you come flying in for the rebound.
Yeah, she likes to call it trash pit.
Yeah.
Like, in the free throw area where it bounces out, and she always seems to get there.
Actually, one time last year, Morgan was going for a rebound the game. And I didn't realize she was right there, and we both jumped up to grab it. I'd come down, and I just elbowed her right in the face. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry, dude.
It's okay. Yeah, shake it off.
Do you... Yeah, is that something that's kind of been coached into you, or it's the way you've always played? Do you model your game after somebody?
Well, my high school coach, they were really big about going for offensive rebounds. So, and I mean, defensive rebounds is a given, kind of. But
right.
Yeah, so just really implemented from high school, I'd say.
Okay, Morgan, listed as a guard. You kind of do both.
I like to go in the post. Yeah.
Yeah, you do. Have you kind of embraced, like, are you kind of a hybrid player?
Yeah, like, she can do everything.
You can shoot a little bit.
Yeah, and I like to go in and out a lot.
Okay.
I like to miss the mismatch when they put me on a guard and she's, like, about Kylie's height. And I love to post them up and see what I can do in the post. But also,
Call him a baby.
Yeah, I like to let those three slide, but, I mean, they've yet to connect only one time to this year, but we'll get them going. We'll get them going.
What's the kind of philosophy with – I haven't had a chance to watch you play. I will be there tomorrow.
Awesome.
So I can get a close-up look as to how you play. Are you more of a guard-oriented team, like you have four out and then one in the middle, or are you more of a two-post player, inside-out kind of game, or are you still trying to figure that out?
Well, we do run our motion, we're four out, but we have a lot of set plays where we start four high and, well, like, four across.
Yeah.
You know.
I'd say, too, though, like, our bigs, for example, like Morgan, she's a really diverse player. Like, even our other big, a couple of our other bigs are really diverse players, so they can play, like, that guard and post position, which is really nice. When they move out of the post, you know, you can trust them on the outside. So
Aubrey Akis goes in and out.
Yeah.
All right. So 1-4 start to the year. Got the one. The games that really matter are rivalry games.
Right.
And MIAA games. We'll get to the one tomorrow in a second. But the conference this year, you know, you got a couple teams that are up there, and they have been for a while. But I think a big step for this team would be to get to the MIAA postseason, right? Is to make, you know, get to that quarterfinal round, because I think they take the top six.
Yeah.
So it's finding a way to, you know, win games you're supposed to, and maybe upset some teams you're not. Does your coach talk about does he state goals for you during the season, or is it kind of a here we are today and then here we are tomorrow? Or does he, you know, has he laid it out like, here's what I want to do?
Right. It's definitely more of a day-by-day thing, or just like going by the hour, going by even by the possession, just learning from the previous possession, working with the next three, and just like doing those things instead of like looking at the long-term goals. I mean, I'm sure at one point he might implement something when conference play starts coming up, but like right now we're still so new and trying to figure things out that we're just taking it day by day, practice by practice.
Have you, Morgan, gotten into a flow of the season yet? I mean, you played five games.
Mm-hmm.
Your practice schedules, you know, you've probably practiced 30, 40 times this season. Are you in game flow already?
I'd like to say we are, for sure. We got some 6 a.m. practices every day, so, I mean, that gets us get going pretty bright and early, so it's a good thing, though. So we're
Is that a going. Team vote, 6 a.m., or it's kind of just where it fell?
We got some bad classes scheduled, so we could only get in at that time.
With everybody making it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Is what it is, I guess.
Yeah. It's only really a couple more weeks left until Christmas break that we got of those. So we're almost done with those. So.
It's not too bad, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to enjoy it.
That you do. Mm-hmm. So tomorrow, Siena Heights comes to town. And, you know, we'll say it's been a struggle recently. Lost 3 in a row to those girls over there at Siena. But they're coming to our place. 6 o'clock start?
On the clock.
Right there, 6 o'clock. Now, what's it going to take to get a different result, Kylie?
I think our offense has really got to work together. Even in the last game, it stepped up a little bit. So in practice, we've just been focusing on offense, making the right movements, just working together, not doing things on our own, having good ball movement, and then just being able to lock up those girls on Siena Heights, that those few girls that, you know, can make a real big difference for their team. So we've been working on that a lot too. So pretty confident that we're going to be going in with the right mindset.
Yeah, and you know, Kylie been here for 3 years, Morgan too, so this will be your third time against Siena Heights, and it's like, all right, here are these same
oh, yeah,
players, and you know, ones you battled against for 3 or 4 years, and you know, what's your mindset going into tomorrow?
My mindset's good. I'm ready to get going tomorrow. I'm ready to show up.
Yeah, we're fired up.
We're ready to go. I think the whole team's ready to go. So,
well, they're all here.
Yep.
Yeah.
We appreciate the support.
Yeah.
ACWB.
I mean, everyone but three.
Around, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, three or four, I think.
Wow. Yeah. Is that? I mean, that's important, right? To, you know, support each other on the court, off the court, get your grades taken care of.
Oh yeah.
All that kind of stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Kylie, are you kind of bestowed upon to take that kind of off-court leadership role, or is it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, all of us, we gotta have a good reputation. So, making it to class, doing good in your classes, having that good reputation around campus, staying up with those things, we all really good about.
So, looking ahead down the calendar, MIAA Conference play on the road at Kalamazoo, the beginning of December, and then Alma and Olivet before winter break. On paper, those should be competitive games and ones that could impact seeding in the MIAA tournament. I know big game tomorrow, but then the focus shifts right away. Another road trip.
Yeah.
To Kalamazoo.
Yeah. And that's coming down to people in our league, too. So those ones we've really got to focus up on and lock in.
Yeah, first round wins will be really important this year.
Yeah.
Well, especially, like, you know, you take care of home court and then see what you could do away from home.
Right.
Right. If you can take care of your games on home court, take your chances, you know, on the road and see if you can get a few wins.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, the Bulldogs' next home game. It's a crosstown rival as AC hosting Siena Heights tomorrow, 6 o'clock tip-off. Be there or be square.
Yeah, show out.
I'll be there, too.
Awesome.
Forrest will probably be there in
you
some capacity.
You announce
it,
Forrest?
It hasn't been official yet, but okay. It hasn't been scheduled,
but I'm hoping I can. All right. Stay tuned for that. All right. Good conversation. I've been talking with Kylie Skidmore and Morgan Babb with the women's basketball team at Adrian College. Thank you both so much, and enjoy some chicken.
Thanks
with,
for having
with
us.
Your teammates.
Yeah. You will, thanks.
All right, with that, we're going to step aside. Coming up, men's basketball. We got a handful. Not the whole team. We got a handful of guys. So we're going to talk with Seth Logan and Braylon Dickerson with the men's basketball team as they're getting ready to take on Siena Heights right after the ladies at 6 o'clock tomorrow. Men tipping off around 8 o'clock at Adrian College. We're going to be right back with more of the ACL Access Show right after this, 96.5 FM and 965thecave.com.
When you want something fun to do, you can count on Adrian College. Visit AdrianBulldogs.com for athletic schedules and to buy tickets for their 50 Adrian College athletic teams. Bring the whole family and experience the excitement firsthand. Whether you're a diehard fan or just looking for a fun outing, Adrian College Bulldogs Athletics has something for everyone. So check out the schedule and buy tickets at AdrianBulldogs.com and show your Bulldogs pride at the next Adrian College athletics event.
Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
When there's not time to make food for your holiday party, carry out 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $36.99.
Don't forget the ball sauces too. Don't forget the ball sauces too. Ball sauces too. Ball sauces too. Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
Give the gift that always fits a $25 Frickers gift card and get 5 frickin' bonus bucks free. Let them get what they really want.
What they really want.
When you want something fun to do, you can count on Adrian College. Visit AdrianBulldogs.com for athletic schedules and to buy tickets for their 50 Adrian College athletic teams. Bring the whole family and experience the excitement firsthand. Whether you're a diehard fan or just looking for a fun outing, Adrian College Bulldogs Athletics has something for everyone. So check out the schedule and buy tickets at AdrianBulldogs.com and show your Bulldogs pride at the next Adrian College athletics event.
Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
When there's not time to make food for your holiday party, carry out 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $36.99.
Don't forget the ball sauces too. Don't forget the ball sauces too. Ball sauces too. Ball sauces too. Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
Give the gift that always fits a $25 Frickers gift card and get 5 frickin' bonus bucks free. Let them get what they really want.
What they really want. Frickin' chicken chunks.
When you want something fun to do, you can count on Adrian College. Visit AdrianBulldogs.com for athletic schedules and to buy tickets for their 50 Adrian College athletic teams. Bring the whole family and experience the excitement firsthand. Whether you're a diehard fan or just looking for a fun outing, Adrian College Bulldogs Athletics has something for everyone. So check out the schedule and buy tickets at AdrianBulldogs.com and show your Bulldogs pride at the next Adrian College athletics event.
Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
When there's not time to make food for your holiday party, carry out 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $36.99.
Don't forget the ball sauces too. Don't forget the ball sauces too. Ball sauces too. Ball sauces too. Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
Give the gift that always fits a $25 Frickers gift card and get 5 frickin' bonus bucks free. Let them get what they really want.
What they really want. Frickin' chicken chunks.
When you want something fun to do, you can count on Adrian College. Visit AdrianBulldogs.com for athletic schedules and to buy tickets for their 50 Adrian College athletic teams. Bring the whole family and experience the excitement firsthand. Whether you're a diehard fan or just looking for a fun outing, Adrian College Bulldogs Athletics has something for everyone. So check out the schedule and buy tickets at AdrianBulldogs.com and show your Bulldogs pride at the next Adrian College athletics event.
Hello and welcome back to the AC All Access Show, live from Frickers in Adrian, right on South Main Street. It's gloomy outside, but not here at Frickers. Weekday specials, the special tonight, it's a Monday night giveaway, an NFL jersey. Every Monday night during halftime, stop in to get signed up, and if you win, you don't have to be here. They'll call you at the halftime of the game. I'm still awaiting my first victory in that, but that's okay. Happy hour, 3 to 6 p.m. and then 9 till close. Drink specials and food specials as well. Pretzel bites, mini corn dogs, brew fries for just $4.99. $6.99 domestic personal pitchers, select domestic beer buckets, Frickeritas, Long Islands, and Frick coolers. Now that I got you hungry and thirsty, it's time to talk men's basketball, and I'm joined by Seth Logan and Braylon Dickerson. We have Braylon, a sophomore from nearby Ann Arbor, and Seth, a junior from not as nearby Fenton. But I appreciate both of you being on to talk with me today. We'll go with the junior first. Sorry. Just how it goes.
It's all good.
It's how it goes.
Tough luck.
Seth, you are averaging 15 points a game. 3 rebounds per contest, and I was working that game against Capital, yep. And you know, maybe you recognize that, but
saw you over there.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, it was a tough one.
The game is the game, and you know that's going to happen. But I mean, what happened to you? You were on something, wasn't he?
The jump shot was feeling good. Bray and a couple of the other guys found me in some favorable shots and put most of them down. But at the end of the day, we didn't come out with the win. So I could have played a little bit better and maybe would have won. But they're a good team, and I think we just weren't ready to go down the stretch, and hopefully we can change that.
I think fouling was an issue in the second half, those early fouls. But I need to know, and since I got you right in front of me, this guy's got a cheering section that I mean, JD might have been the loudest cheering section, JD Duvall, but when you put one in, I mean, that gym goes nuts. Yeah. Well, you have friends and family around? Or?
Yeah, my parents, they come to every game, and I mean, we do a good job of going to other people's games, and so we get some support from the other teams on campus, and so every time a shot goes in, there's a pretty good cheer for me.
Braylon's going, he's like, yeah, I know. Two-parter, is this your third year at Adrian? What got you here 3 years ago?
Yeah, 3 years ago, just looking for a place to play, and Coach Kaiser and Coach Smith, who's not here anymore, he's over at Marietta, they just gave me the opportunity, and I bounced on it. The culture really stood out to me, and the type of guys that Coach Kaiser and Coach Smith were, they really brought me in and welcomed me in as a family, and that was really big for me when deciding what college to go to.
Was that his first year or second year?
That would have been his second.
His second year, so a second recruiting class.
Yeah, second recruiting class.
So you kind of liked what was going on?
Yeah, I mean, his first recruiting class, a lot of them played, and they really, like Nick, Lucas, Josh, they really did a good job of just, like, adopting me as a freshman. And it just felt like a family, you know. So that was my deciding factor.
Very cool. Same kind of questions for Braylon. I mentioned he's a sophomore. You lead the team with 15.5 points per game, so you got this guy by half a point.
Just a little.
He's catching up. 4.5 rebounds per game. Seth, only 3 rebounds per game.
I'll get there. I'll catch up. I'll snag up some from Bray.
Braylon, you're near. I say nearby Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
Certainly a lot of opportunities, I'm sure, to play, and you kind of stayed local. In a way, could you talk about your basketball journey and how you got to Adrian College?
Yeah, I mean, Kaiser, they just showed the most love to me. They came to all of my games, my high school games. I mean, it just felt like home here. I like their culture, like how they play. I mean, it was really a no-brainer for me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I had others, but they didn't show as much love as here. So.
And here you are, year two.
Yeah.
All right, this season, got a 1-3 record, a couple of close losses to Capital by 2 and 4 to Denison earlier, and then, Ohio Northern, that happened.
Yeah.
Those are
tough ones.
Those are tough ones. That's a good team down there, and, there's no shame in that to play them early in the season and give you guys a measuring stick. But 1-3 on the year, a buzzer beater, I heard, down in Bluffton.
Yeah.
Shout out MC.
Hitting probably the biggest shot of his college life.
Yeah.
We'll go with Seth and Braylon, talk about that win a week or so ago.
Yeah, I mean, that was a big win for us. MC was just makes winning plays. He's a winning type of player. And I didn't think we played our best 40, but at the end of the day, we came out with a win, and that's all that matters. They gave us their best shot, and we just happened to pull out with the W.
I mean, it's crazy. If you replay that possession, I kind of fouled him at the end going after the ball.
Bray didn't want him to make it.
Yeah, I was going after, but, MC's, he comes in, just makes winning plays, brings the energy on defense. Yeah, I mean, he's a good part of this team.
Certainly there's a lot of starting talent, I think, on this team, and it shows in the starting lineup, that I've read a couple of times. And you mentioned MC. He didn't play too much in the game against Capital, but he played a little bit against UNO or ONU earlier. So it's kind of a rotating type of thing with starters.
It's all about doing your part.
Yeah.
Doing your role. Playing your role.
competitive practices, I take it?
Oh, yeah.
Coach got on us about that.
Yeah, we get after it. He wants us to be, as Coach Kaiser says, competitive psychopaths.
Yeah, that's what he says.
That's his term for the year.
Yep. I could see that.
Yeah.
That's a good one for
it is.
For your coach.
Yeah. It fits him well.
Yeah.
All right. Both of you were on the team last year. The way the season ended at Trine, pretty much leading most of the game, ended up not winning. Trine goes and wins the whole thing. That shows you where this team can be, right? And the standard that you're going to set this year. We'll go with, I think Braylon really wants to talk about this. There's kind of the unspoken of like, okay, here's how good we can be. And here's how good we are. Because you didn't lose a lot in terms of players from last year.
Right.
You know, you got most of the same guys. Is that the message this year of like, let's go compete for the league championship and play in the NCAAs?
Every time. I mean, I would have came here if I didn't believe that we can be a good team. And, yeah, that loss, it hurt us pretty bad. And, I mean, it just shows what we can be. And this year we just come here, coming in this league, coming these games with a chip on our shoulder, and just trying to get a win every time.
Yeah. Same for you, Seth.
Yeah, I think we know who we are, and we just got to go out every game, every day, every practice, and just – and be who Adrian College basketball is and stick true to our identity. So,
with you being a junior and you being a sophomore, another recruiting class for Coach Kaiser continuing to build. I think this whole team is his now at this point. Like, he's recruited everybody that's been here. Could you maybe talk about some of the younger guys that are contributing a little bit?
Yeah. Chris Brown, actually one of Bray's like hometown boys. They went over.
Oh, he's over here?
Yeah.
My boy,
hey, Chris.
Right?
Shout out Chris.
Chris.
Yeah, but
there he is.
He does a great job. He sets the tone defensively, and he's gonna make a difference for us this year and down the road for sure. And I think there's a couple other guys that are really just trying to find who they are as a college basketball player. And they're also gonna grow into have some success. Here, so
I want to shout out Luke. I mean, he didn't play at varsity last year.
Oh yeah, good call.
Yeah, but he's really bringing like everything we need on the offense.
You say
being
Luke.
A point guard, Luke Rager.
Rager.
Oh
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
He started.
Yeah, he started
point guard last
yeah.
game.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Played a big part of that game.
He did.
Yeah, and I know Rager, and I know. Because he didn't have his best offensive performance, but he also does a great job of just facilitating and getting other people open shots, and that kind of flies under the radar when you look at the box score. Not many people look at assists, and they'll just look at points. Luke Rager does a great job of finding open people.
Yeah.
Talking with Seth Logan and Braylon Dickerson here at Frickers in Adrian. Joints jumping.
Oh, yeah.
It's a place to be on a Monday night.
Big crowd.
Yeah, big crowd. Okay. We have one of the games that gets circled on the calendar every year. Seth, you've been part of it a couple times. Braylon, one. This will be your second. That school across town, Siena Heights, coming to the Marillette last year for the Bulldogs, 72-40.
Yeah. It wasn't our best performance.
Rough one.
Yeah.
Definitely
yeah.
a rough one.
And the overall series. Lean Siena.
Yeah, not in our favor.
No.
Yeah.
What's it going to take to find a way to, frankly, beat this team?
Dominate. I mean, going this game and just trying to kill, really. I mean, getting beat like that, I mean, you just think about that every day.
I mean it's going to get.
Taking a trophy from us. No, we had the trophy that game, so they took it from us. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I think last year we were just trying to figure out who we were, and this year we know who we are, so we just got to take it to them, really execute on both sides of the floor. And I think at our best, we're better than them at their best. So, I mean, we just got to play our game.
With playing this game at home, you like to think there's a home court advantage, right? You practice here.
Absolutely.
You play here. So, the crowds have been decent, but I think this crowd's going to be – one of the best ones to get all season.
Yeah. And hopefully we can get a win so the crowd can continue to come to more games and want to come to more games. But hopefully the crowd's big tomorrow so the joint can be jumping as Frickers is here today.
I like it. Unsolicited Frickers shout-out from Seth. So we got the milk jug. Excuse me. Tomorrow night around 8 o'clock after the women's game. Yeah. If they go late, we'll obviously push the men's game later. After that, you don't start conference play until January 8th. So you have some non-conference between there, or do you have some time off?
We'll have some time off.
Yeah.
Time off. Coach Kaiser does a good job of giving us breaks to spend time with our family.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll have about a week or so, roughly.
Looking at the MIAA, it's a good league. I'd say top to bottom, really a solid group of teams. Do you have a chance to, I mean, I know your player's not the coach. Do you kind of look ahead and see maybe a scoreboard watch, like, hey, how's this team doing, or how's this team doing? Are we doing that now, or?
I don't really watch other teams besides us. I mean, if it's, are we about to play them? If they're like the next game, then yeah.
Okay.
But like, nah, I don't keep track of other teams.
Take it game by game, day by day.
Yeah.
Okay. I asked Kylie with the women's team kind of who she.
Shout out Kylie. Happy birthday, Kylie. What you get from Frickers on a Monday night.
We went the whole interview. That's why your whole team is here. Well, happy birthday. Morgan, that's Morgan's fault. She should have told me that it was Kylie's birthday. Anyway, try to talk about who she models her game after. Do you two kind of have, you know, maybe it's a college player or maybe it's an NBA guy that you model your game after? Braylon, we'll go with you first.
I don't know. I've been told I play like PG.
Okay.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That is a good one.
Jason Tatum, I got told by my trainer.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about it. I tried to make my game when I was little with Kevin Durant, but that changed a lot.
Well, you couldn't shoot? Is that what you're trying to say?
I don't know. Just not as long as him.
Well, like, you're kind of a taller guard, right? And, you know, you can drive the ball. Yeah. Dish things. I think that's a good one.
Yeah.
Seth?
I'd probably say Steph, and I know it's kind of basic, but he plays with just such great pace on the offensive end. I try to just resemble some of the traits that he has.
I think with you, it's moving without the ball and knowing where to be for, like, Braylon to find you in the corner. Like, throw a pass, and you know he's going to be there. Is that just reps or, like, just general basketball knowledge? Like, oh, he's driving here. I need to be here.
Yeah, I think most of the guys that play for us, we have pretty good IQ. So, like, in our sets and our plays, we kind of know where other people should be. And it's also having a sense of just, like, trusting your teammate and trusting that he's going to make the shot when you pass him the ball. So
there's been, in my two games I've watched, it's been a lot of substituting from your coach, and it's like, all right, you two are going in, you two are coming out, and you kind of stick with the same couple of guys. Is that something we're going to look forward to the rest of the season? Or is he just trying to figure out who are my 7 to 8 that I'm going to play? Or is it just here's who we are and here's what we're going to do?
I think he's starting to get a hang, or he's starting to figure out. I mean, he is trying to figure out who plays good with together, who plays well together, who match up. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, but just like he's trying to figure out what lineups fit together.
Yeah.
And so, like, I think he's trying to fine tuning it right now. He's getting there. We're pretty close to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Media timeouts. That's something new.
Love them.
You do?
Yeah.
Love them.
Okay.
Love them.
All right. Ironically, I'm the one who doesn't, because I'm like, what media is here to take a timeout for? Like,
well, it's a little break for us. Catch our breath, get some water. So.
Yeah. I've heard nothing but positives from players and coaches, so I guess I'm not going to complain.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate both of you taking the chance to talk to me, and good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And the rest of the way, I'm sure we'll catch up throughout the season.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You. Thank you for having
Thanks
us.
Thanks for having us.
No problem.
Appreciate it.
And once again, that was Seth Logan and Braylon Dickerson with the men's basketball team at Adrian College. Chris Brown here, too. And All right. Tayshawn and who's the other one?
Chris Brown.
Yeah, Chris and Tayshawn here. All right. Good stuff here at Frickers in Adrian. Don't forget their happy hours, 3 to 6 and 9 till close. Drink specials, food specials. Thank you to Josh Mitchell back in our Cave Studios. Thanks to Stacy Mitchell for all of her help all the time. Josiah Durrell with ACTV with our athletes today. Zoe Lori, Tia LaSalle, Kylie Skidmore, the birthday girl, and Morgan Babb. Also Seth Logan and Braylon Dickerson. All right, Monday Night Football coming up next. It's the Ravens and the Chargers right here on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com. This has been the AC All Access Show.
That's a wrap for today's episode of AC All Access. We hope you enjoyed this exclusive look behind the scenes of Adrian College Athletics. Join us next Thursday at Frickers and Adrian. Check out upcoming Adrian College events at adrianbulldogs.com.